six worship services in a row that I had been to, and this was an awesome place to be. God's presence was here in a mighty way. I loved it. I was trying to figure out how to preface this or how to lead into this, so I'll just jump in. God is a healer. He's a worker of miracles, and he's done some mighty things. We have two healings that took place in the ears. And it's kind of funny, I think Thursday night and Friday night, the big thing was ears, you know, and I've had ringing in my ears for 30-some years. And I'll just tell you right now, it's still there today, but I wasn't the one healed. Jimmy Hudson Sr., where are you at? Oh, he's back. Jimmy? And he didn't want to come up here, but God touched and heals his ear, and it's still there. Healing took place, and it's real, and it happened, and it took place. And I got to participate, though. A young man here, James, it must have been a James day. I don't know, a James and Jimmy day. But we had Sunday night, we had a time when some of the Bethel people were still here, and we got to pray for each other. I had raised my hand for prayer. He didn't. But in the back there, he came up to me and asked me, you know, what I want to pray for. And I told him, well, I've had this ringing in my ear, and, you know, and it's still there. So he prayed for me. They had instructions going on up here, so they gave instructions what to do. And I actually prayed for him, too. He says, well, my ears, for 2 years, I've got 80% loss in my right ear of hearing, and all I hear just mumbles. Right? Am I right? I'm right. So anyway, so we prayed for each other. He says, did anything change? I went, no. He said, no, I didn't have anything change. He didn't have anything change. So we prayed again. That's what we usually do. And did I have any change in mine? No. Did he have any change in his? No. And so they were talking up here, and I said, Jimmy, I said, here's what we do. So I just laid my hand on his ear, and I said, in the name of Jesus, just heaven come down and just touch his ear. And it got hot, and he goes, whoa, what did you do? What happened? My ear got hot. And what's that mean? And I said, well, I hope it's God touching your ear and healing you is what that means. So he started really kind of listening, and he asked me to say something without looking at him, or him looking at me. So I started to speak, and I said, Jesus has healed you. And he was looking away, and he had his eyes closed, I think, and he repeated what I said. Now, he hasn't been able to do that. So now he's getting excited. He's getting excited. He's jumping up and down and getting all excited. And God had touched and healed his ear, and he brought his hearing back. Now, today I asked him again. I said, are we still good? He said, yes. Yes, he is. So God has done some marvelous things. So why did I say that? Because the Holy Spirit's moving. You know, God is moving. These healings point us to Jesus. And when we go out on the streets and when we exercise these gifts that God has given us, and we just exercise things that we don't think he's given us, just do it, we're going to find that God's there. His Spirit is there. People's lives can be touched. You can point them to him. That's what it's all about. And anyway, it was an awesome time, and I'm not going to talk any longer than that, but thank you, God.
I got a question for Gary for this. So, Gary, who's allowed to pray for somebody else to get healed?
Only just certain people. You know, obviously that's not true. All of us are. You just have to do it. You know, we have a lot of things we've said, you know, crossing the chicken line and doing all this and that, and risk is doing it. But that's the truth. You just have to do it. Because you all have the Holy Spirit. You all have it. He's right here. He's living in here. He's empowered us. He's empowered us. Do we believe it is the real question. Do you really believe it? Sometimes we don't because we've gone out and prayed for people. You shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have given me the mic back. I've had people die. I've prayed for people and they died. You know, ooh, that's encouraging, you know. But it's been years ago, but I kept praying. I've kept praying. I've done some crazy things, you know. And I have a lot of stories to tell, but any of you can. Any of you can. Y'all have your passports to go to Mexico? Oh, that's right. No, just some of us do. Next weekend, we're going to Mexico. What an awesome time that's going to be.
Yes. Thank you.